Hello.
Secretary Rusk calling him on 90.
Hello.
Mr. President, some elements of the Japanese press are trying to say that you are taking our relations with Japan a little less seriously than President Kennedy because of the size of our delegation coming over for this cabinet meeting, despite the fact that it's a whale of a strong delegation. Now, it would help me on this in handling the public relations end of it out there if I could bring the Japanese ambassador in to have a picture taken of you sometime Monday.
All right.
Be all right with you?
Yes.
All right, fine. We'll try to work it out.
Now, looks like it. I have to go to New York Times to find out what I say to our people. You see the story this morning on appearing before the OAS?
Yes, I saw that, and I was very upset about it. Who knew about that, Mr. President?
Mann, Vance, you, Bundy, Ralph Dungan.
Because that was not discussed over here.
I'm wondering if our wires are tapped at all. Every time I say something to State Department, I read about it. And I just, it's getting me frightened to even talk, take a call. That's a bad relationship now, and whatever his name is,
Schultz.
Schultz, I think McCarthy's right. I think we've got, that's just a sieve over there. And I don't know how in the hell it gets it. I don't know him, never saw him, never heard of him, don't know anything about him. None of the times people talk to me, I talked to Scotty Reston the other night about the French thing, and he agreed with me that we shouldn't go, and he agreed with me that he would try to protect it. But
yeah,
they didn't this morning, where they had a mean editorial.
I took some special steps on that the other day and came back with a blank answer, a negative answer on this. But let me...
Who'd you talk to at the time?
Well, no, I used some means of my own.
Yeah.
But...
Was Scott here? Was it in New York?
No, here.
Mm-hmm.
In regard to, I think I better not go into it further on the phone. Okay. But Manning is here. Let me talk to him and see what we can.
This is getting awfully bad, and it's going to hurt me and hurt State. But I'm going to quit talking to anybody. I'm just going to take you off in the bathroom.
Right. Well.
Because I don't want Averill or George Ball, any of them, to hear it. Because I'm afraid that somebody over there is talking and talking regularly.
Well, let me see what I can do on this particular story.
Okay.
All right.